Thank you, Cindy.
Welcome, Vince.
So Oprah has this series called Super Soul Sunday. Some of you may have seen it, may be familiar with it. But if not, it's a time where she invites special guests from every walk of life to her ranch in Maui, and they come and they talk about issues regarding spirituality. And at the end of every episode, she asks the guest a series of questions, one of which I would like for you to consider with me this morning. You ready? So here's the question I want you to think about as we're getting started. One of the questions that she asks is this: the lesson that took you longest to learn is, fill in the blank. The lesson that took you the longest to learn is, now what is that lesson for you? As you give it some thought, I want to share with you what mine is. For me, one of the lessons that has taken me the very longest time to learn is that I live in a world of abundance. Even though I see this reality played out on a daily basis, I have often been blind to it. I've taken for granted the clothes in my closet, the food in my pantry, the cars in my driveway, the house that I own, my family, my friends, this church, the health that I enjoy. I could go on, but I think you sort of get the point. Oftentimes, I just sort of take for granted all of these blessings, all of this surplus, all of this abundance. Instead, what I see is my grandfather sitting at the edge of his bed at the end of a long workday, physically counting the money he made that day. And when he's finished, tucking it under his mattress because he no longer could trust the banks with what he'd made. You see, he was a child of the Depression, and it shaped him greatly. And every day he went through this exercise where he would literally count the money he made and tuck it under his mattress. And I see my father with a furrowed brow sitting at our kitchen table with bills spread out, stressed out about how he was going to make it work again this month. And yet, amazingly enough, every month we had electricity, we had water, we had 3 square meals, we had a roof over our heads. We always had more than enough. But the world I grew up in was colored by a mindset of scarcity and not enough, or the fear that perhaps one day that there wouldn't be. So I grew up with the notion that I needed to be careful. I needed to be measured, which aren't in and of themselves necessarily bad things to be, but in my little mind at the time, I somehow translated it to mean that I needed to be guarded and stingy. Now, as I've gotten older, I've grown a great deal in this area. I am today far more aware of the gifts that are given me in abundance each day. And with that growth has come a freedom to enjoy the blessings of each day, and then also not just to enjoy them, but to share them with others. But if I was being fully transparent with you, I can still sometimes hear the voices of my youth coming back and speaking to me. The voices that cause me, if there will be enough for today. This week, as we continue our Lenten series, Into the Wilderness, we come to a place where Jesus's world has been absolutely rocked. He's just received news that his cousin and close childhood friend, John the Baptist, the one who paved the way for his arrival, has just been beheaded by King Herod. Ripped from his life in such a tragic and senseless way, Jesus is crushed, and all he wants to do is be alone. So he gets in a boat and he withdraws from the crowds in order to process his grief. He goes to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, but when he gets there, the place is packed out The place is so crowded that he can hardly find a place to get out and stand on his own. And as he makes his way through the crowd, what he realizes is that nobody's really thinking about his grief. They're simply there to get a piece of him because they don't see his need. They don't see his loss. They don't see his struggle because all they can see is their own. They don't for one moment think about what Jesus is going through. All they can see is their small world. Scarcity colors their world. They are sick and blind and lame and tired. And all they hope that day is that Jesus can help them. And that brings us to the text this morning, which is found in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 14, verses 13 through 21. Kelly, would you read that for us, please? We can't hear you, Kelly. I think you're muted. Still quiet.
Matthew 14, what's the verse?
13 through 21. I think we're having some technical difficulties. Sorry about that, Kelly. I don't know what's happening. Why don't we just shift? Andrea, do you have it?
Yes.
Okay, we'll shift and we'll catch you another time, Kelly. I'm not sure what the problem is, but Andrea, if you could read Matthew 14, 13 through 21.
When Jesus heard it, he departed from there by boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the multitudes heard it, they followed him on foot from the cities. And when Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion for them, and he healed their sick. When it was evening, his disciples came to him saying, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is already late. Send the multitudes away that they may go into the villages and buy themselves food." But Jesus said to them, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." And they said to him, We have here only 5 loaves and 2 fish. He said, "Bring them here to me." Then he commanded the multitudes to sit down on the grass, and he took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he blessed and broke and gave the loaves to the disciples, and the disciples gave to the multitudes. So they all ate and were filled, and they took up 12 baskets full of the fragments that remained. Now those who had eaten were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. Verse 21. That's it. Okay. I was like, when do I stop?
Thanks, Andrea. So anybody else would have probably just told the people to get lost, right? But not Jesus. Even in the throes of his own grief, he was able to have compassion on others. His heart went out to those who were sick, who were struggling. He shared in their pain, and he actually suffered with them. And he spent the better part of that afternoon just walking among the crowd, laying his hands on them and curing their ailments. But as the day drew to a close and the sun began to set, Jesus' disciples suggested to him that he just send everybody away to the nearby villages where they could go and get some supper for themselves. You see, night was falling, and they were in the middle of nowhere. Everybody was hungry. And it was time to call it a day. But tired, grieving, broken Jesus isn't on the same page with his disciples. And so he tells them, don't miss this moment. Don't miss this moment. Well, what moment is that, Jesus? The one that's right in front of you, the one that's right under your nose. Look. Look at all of these people. They don't need to be dismissed. They need to be fed. They're hungry. And if you send them away, you're going to miss the miracle that is ready for you to participate in today, right now. You see, the thing is, you're looking for somebody else to solve their problem. And I want you to solve it yourself. These people are hungry. Feed them. But we don't have nearly enough food. They're looking through their parcels and their backpacks. We don't have nearly enough. Look at the size of this crowd. There are thousands of people here. All we have are 5 small barley loaves and just a couple of fish. To which Jesus says, good. Let's start there. Let's start with what you have. Bring it to me. You see, the disciples are focused on what they don't have rather than on what they do. You ever do that? You ever dismiss the possibility of doing something really great because you don't think you have enough? The thing is, you never get a miracle if you never try. And as simple as it is, this is the lesson that I've continued to learn. Jesus invites us to look at this beautiful world around us, to see the richness and abundance that he provides for us on a daily basis. And no matter how much we have, he invites us to take it and give it to him so that we can discover the limitless possibilities of what he can do with and through us when our resources and our lives are fully yielded to him. The disciples were looking through the lens of scarcity. They saw the glass as half empty. They looked at the crowd. They saw no picnic baskets, and they assumed that no one had anything to eat. They looked at their own meager resources, and they assumed this is not enough to feed them, much less the entire crowd. But Jesus operated out a different set of assumptions. If the disciples were looking through the lens of scarcity, Jesus was looking through the lens of abundance. It's funny. He looked at the exact same things that the disciples looked at, but where they saw not enough, he saw plenty. He saw plenty of time, plenty of food, plenty of possibilities with the resources that were at hand. And so he says to them, in the wake of their excuse, he says to them, bring what you have to me. And they do. And Jesus takes the 5 loaves and the 2 fish from his disciples, and he blesses them, perfectly confident that his Father would turn not enough into more than enough. And once again, he did. Now, the story mentioned in all 4 Gospels stretches our imaginations to discover that even when we don't think that we have enough, that what is needed for the moment is always available at hand. No matter who we are and what we have, it is never to be discounted. It is more than enough. And so, after everyone had finished, Jesus sends his disciples out to go and collect the leftovers. And there were 12 baskets full of food. They ended up with way more than they started with. They not only had enough, they had more than enough. And this was a lesson that they would not soon forget. But lest you miss this lesson, let me tell you from firsthand experience, this is not just a lesson about food. This is a lesson about taking what we have and placing it in Jesus's hands and watching what he will do. This is about all of the resources that have been entrusted to us. This is about how we use our homes to offer hospitality and shelter to those who need it. This is about our finances and our other material resources and how we make them available to others. This is about time and how we offer it to God and truly steward it to make a difference in the lives of other people. This is about compassion. This is about love and understanding that there's more than enough to go around, even when we don't think that we have enough. Remember, Jesus had just lost a dear friend, and all he wanted to do was be alone. But despite his grief, Jesus was still able to see need and contribute to making life better for others. I don't need to remind you, all of us have been through a really difficult and challenging and painful season. A season of loss, a season of disappointment, a season of struggle, which is all the more reason for each of us to look beyond our own needs rather than use them as an excuse to be stingy, to be guarded, to look at our lives and only our lives. Truth is, some of us are starving because we're hoarding what we have. We're starving for things that we're afraid to give. And we just need to hear this line today. Bring what you have to me, because what you have is more than enough. What you need to hear today is that you have everything you need. Even in your desolate place, even in the middle of your own wilderness, even in the space that is lonely and unknown and barren, you have everything that you need. And so today I say, no more excuses. No more complaining. No more scarcity. Bring what you have today and watch what Jesus will do when you trust him with what you have. And don't be surprised when you do, if you not only have enough to go around, but if you actually have more in the end than what you started with in the first place. It's a lesson that's taken me the longest time to learn, but it's a lesson that's rich and valuable, and one that Jesus teaches us here in the middle of our wilderness in the Gospel of Matthew. Shall we pray? Father, I ask that you would help us not to compare ourselves to others, not to look around and see what others have and what we don't, to complain, to bemoan what we have, but to simply accept that a few loaves and a couple of fish are enough for today, and to trust that if we make them available to you, that you can do miraculous things in and through our lives as well. Truthfully, no miracles occur if we never step up to the plate, if we never try. So would you inspire us this day to learn this lesson and appreciate the abundance that you have wrapped around us, and to unwrap the gifts that are available and to be grateful for them and to utilize them in such a way that we're doing the very best we can with everything we have, and to trust that you will be well pleased, whatever the result. In Christ we pray. Amen.